That's from Descartes, huh? That he has said that. He may
Yes,
put that
Father.
into philosophical form. And so from there, from Descartes, the whole modern, it is said that the whole modern mentality has arisen from Descartes. Cogito ergo
Yes,
sum.
Father.
That I myself am the basis of all truth. That the existence of I,
Yes, Father.
the existence of my ego, is the
Yes,
basis of
Father.
all truth. As soon as that happened,
Yes,
then
Father.
all reference to authority as the absolute was
It's
undermined,
finished.
undercut, finished.
Yes, Father.
And
Yes,
I
Father.
became, this individual, the subjective ego, became the basis of all truth. And that's where it starts.
Yes, Father.
So it took hundreds of
Yes,
years
Father.
for that to happen, but gradually, that authority of the divine authority,
But
the
actually,
revelation, the source of the scriptures as revelation, as revealing knowledge, that all became undermined by Descartes, by the time of Descartes. What's that?
No, but here is one thing, Maharaj. Here is one point. Now, when I say, like the modern thinking is the thinking of, you know, we value democracy. We say we want to be free. We want to be independent. We want to be, so many things we are saying. Now, as soon as it comes to spiritual authority, then we have to submit to the higher authority. Now, this is directly in contrast with a modern Western, you know, whole, you know, I mean, what is the basis of thinking? And in history also, we can find, I mean, history means, let's say, throughout the history in one sense, that we find that generally such a, there are many, you know, low-class kind of people among the ecclesial also. I mean, those who are not really qualified to be in the ecclesial, but they occupy big posts. And then, you know, there was crusade, and then there was this in jihad in, you know, this hour. So people are afraid of that also. So then actually, to bring out the pure submission, it requires some, I think, some very, you know, qualified person. Otherwise, I think their points are quite justified, Maharaj, in that sense. That they don't
yes.
want to submit to some low class, some, you know.
Yes, of course. So they, anyhow, that's how it began, and the whole of this democracy movement and everything like that came from Descartes. That the ego was the basis
yes,
of reality, and then after him Rousseau and so many social-minded people, they came up with all these theories of that based on freedom of the individual freedom, and like that the whole modern society
yes.
came into existence, and the whole of science became implanted
yes,
as the means for acquiring knowledge. So that's how it happened. But anyhow, yes, what you were saying about the defect of the ecclesiastical leaders, that is also a contributing factor, no doubt. So therefore, we have no choice. We have no choice. If we want to understand the descending process of knowledge, we must have the proper Guru Parampara, proper Guru, who is coming in the disciplic succession,
yes.
Who people can trust, who can put their faith in, and then that knowledge
yes,
can be properly, you know, comprehended. So what to do if Krishna
yes,
doesn't send that person? Then we are left to our own devices, and certainly there will be destruction. That is a condemnation. That is a bad karma
yes,
for us if we don't have that kind of association. It's our bad karma, our lack
yes,
of sukriti.
Yes.
So
yes,
what to do? We are depending on Krishna.
Maybe Maharaj.
We are depending on Krishna for that.
Maybe
that? And
Maharaj.
We're also depending on our own good quality. What?
Yes, Maharaj. Maybe in our next newsletter, Maharaj, or maybe in one of the coming next newsletters, there could be one article on this topic, Maharaj. I think that will
be
very, I think, yes, Maharaj.
On the actually Guru Parampara's, you know, what you can say, role, or what you are telling?
No.
Yes.
What is exactly Sharanagati?
Sharanagati.
What exactly you mean Sharanagati?
Oh, okay.
Because
yes.
in terms
Yes.
In terms of
Maharaj, actually, Maharaj, actually, I liked the way, actually, Maharaj, your article I was reading, Maharaj. So, Maharaj, actually, most of the people are not discussing about the qualities what life, you know, I think it's exhibits, Maharaj, here.
Right.
This, like, you know, this happiness and, you know, this like faith and like, you know,
right.
this humility, Maharaj. So, Maharaj, I think
right.
in every of our issues, we can put, like, we are having science and scientist. So, scientist has also this all, you know, like, life's,
right.
you know, symptom, Maharaj. So we can
right.
put, you know, this, you know, feelings of, you know, life, Maharaj, what it has.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's a humility. Humility was, as Purushottam Prabhu was telling, Saranagati. So it is also, it can, it is a, like a, he was telling about humility. So it will come in that also, I think, Maharaj. Humility.
Alright, so you also put your ideas.
No, yes, I mean, no, that means, your ideas. That means here, yes. So here what happens, democracy, the yes. democracy is valued because yes. of one reason.
Yes.
Because it gives certain power to the customer. I mean,
yes, I was Maharaj actually
the citizen.
Yes,
that. Mm-hmm. But many of these, you know, ecclesials. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it becomes a little bit, I mean, you can know there are so many examples
mm-hmm.
that people didn't like the rigidity in the, you know, ecclesialism. Mm-hmm. So a system of a pure religion should be such mm-hmm. that the citizen or who is the, I mean, who is the disciple or who is the, you know, he should have a choice, I mean, within, you know, some parameters, mm-hmm. so that he can accept a proper sadhu as his, you know, guide. So otherwise, you know, without this freedom, so this freedom is actually given by parampara. Actually, this freedom is given, but this was denied by, you know, many of the people in the, you know, religion in past. Mm-hmm. So that's why this difference came and democracy became so, you know, popular.
Mm-hmm.
But
actually,
India, I mean,
actually, Maharaj, actually, I was actually reading some of the mails in here.
Wait a minute. Let Purushottam finish what he's
yes.
saying.
Yes.
What are you saying?
No.
Anything else?
Like now, Prabhupada also has said one sentence, Maharaj, that one king can rule the whole world, and then he says, you should know how to rule the whole world. So Prabhupada said this. That means it's
yes.
possible for a single king to. Nicely and please the citizens, it's possible. But now actually within democracy we are not able to achieve that. And also democracy people, now we have to find out why Democrats, why those who are founders of Democrats, why they are so much, I mean, successful in convincing the public that there should be freedom of, you know, so many, I mean, this, I mean, whatever they are saying. So I think the basic reason is in the religious systems, this freedom that has not been properly highlighted, freedom to choose spiritual masters, the proper way actually. What do you mean by choosing also? I mean, these things are not very clearly, you know, known. For example, if you say, if you go to Islamic world, then they will say only Muhammad. If you go to Christian world, only Christ. And in our now ISKCON movement also, there are only Prabhupada are also there. I mean, not wrong actually. So, since we are into this line, I mean, it will be nice to, you know, present something so that those who want to be attracted, then they can feel that they will be, you know, getting some higher taste, and then they will not be, you know, there will be no bad karma. I mean, how exactly they can feel this? This is my question. I mean, within modern, you know, thinking, especially among the scientists, among the, you know, this kind of people.
Well, it's
for example, a scientist.
People have to, you know, yes, you can't convince people. You can't convince people of something they don't have faith in.
Yes,
Rupa Goswami has taught that, adoshada.
Yes.
That first there must be faith.
Yes.
And that we shouldn't even preach to people who don't have faith.
Yes.
Because basically that instruction is very important,
yes,
because a person who doesn't have faith in what you are saying,
yes,
there's no way you can convince them. Actually,
yes,
the basis of everything is faith.
Yes.
Huh? The reason they are
yes,
believing what they believe is because of their faith in that. Whatever they have faith in, that's what they believe, that's what they accept.
Yes.
So how to change a person's faith is a very difficult thing.
Yes.
You can't do it by
yes,
argument, by reasoning, and so forth.
Yes.
Can't do it like that.
Right, yes, Maharaj.
So Prabhupada told we can only by scientific explanation, by giving some scientific explanation, that we may be able to convince them.
Yes.
They may be able to change their faith by some scientific understanding, scientific explanation.
Yes. Maharaj, actually...
Yes, Maharaj.
If we can show that the experience... That experience confirms what we are saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That by what we are saying, they can confirm that with their own experience, then they will accept it.
Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
So like I'm saying, like how do we know we're eternal? Then why is it that you don't want to die? Does anybody want to die? Then why? Where is that coming from?
Yes, ma'am.
How they can explain that? That yes. Nobody wants to die. Then what is the mean? What is the meaning of that?
Yes.
Anyone can experience that. They don't want to die. Then what is the meaning of that? And we're saying because you are not meant to die.
Yes.
Otherwise, if you are meant to die, why wouldn't you just accept that as natural? You're saying it's natural. Everybody dies. But nobody wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like that. Then another one. No, why you are trying for knowledge?
Yes.
Everybody's trying to get some knowledge. Why?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, Maharaj.
Then we are by nature knowing.
Yes.
Knowing. Yes. Knowing things. Therefore, when we don't know, we feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Not like that. We want to be happy.
Yes.
This is experienced.
Yes, Maharaj.
It's not something that is just theory.
Yes.
There's some experience there that we can justify what we are saying.
Yes, Maharaj.
And that's called science, scientific.
Yes, Maharaj.
Scientific explanation. So I think he's talking to somebody.
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, actually, I was listening one of the video of Srila Prabhupada. So, as you know, this issue of, you know, democracy, we are thinking also people talk about freedom, Maharaj. So, one devotee asked some, you know, question to Prabhupada that, you know, this women's, you know, there's, you know, freedom in USA, Maharaj. So, Mataji, you know, this, you know, freedom that Prabhupada is telling that, you know, they call it freedom, but it is actually not freedom. They are, you know, what you can say, misguiding, you know, the, you know, society by this. As he given one example, Maharaj, there, that, you know, if you say it is like, you know, freedom, then, you know, see, like, women's, you know, their freedom, they are telling, Maharaj, then, you know, some, you know, boy comes and have some relation, and then he went away, you know, forgetting his responsibilities, and then, you know, this, you know, woman is pregnant, and she has to take care of, you know, kid, and she has to work hard for that. But in the other case, when, you know, this woman is dependent on, you know, husband with authority, then Maharaj, what happens? Husband takes care of, you know, entire family's responsibility. So Maharaj, actually they call it freedom, but it's not freedom what Prabhupada is explaining there, Maharaj. The same thing, Maharaj, what I am seeing in a democracy also, like people were dependent on the king, Maharaj, there, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. But here, what is happening? Because kings are, you know, so eligible, and, you know, that's, you know, that's the process, Maharaj. They are, you know, dependent on Supreme, and they are being also treated as, you know, like representative of Supreme, so the kings, Maharaj. So, but actually, in the democracy, on the name of freedom, Maharaj, they are actually taking away the freedom, Maharaj. Actually, they are, you know, like you cannot practice sometime, you know, your, you know, proper, you know, what you can say, religion. I see, Maharaj, like this, as you are telling in USA, some theory like this intelligence theory, if somebody, you know, tries to, but then that, you know, there, you know, things bearing, you know, some, you know, like lot of, you know, against, you know, what you can say, actions are being taken, and he's not allowed to work. So there is no freedom, Maharaj, when you think about, you know, reality. From the authoritative, you know, if you go into some authoritative source, sometimes they deny it by force. So this is what, you know, I'm seeing in USA, as you are telling, Maharaj. But it is, but they pose it that they are doing, you know, they are giving freedom, but they are actually not giving freedom, Maharaj. So that's what is happening, Maharaj.
All right.
So one thing
yes, we can write something like that too. About,
yes.
We can write about those things.
We have to, Maharaj, present something. So that the real thing is separated from the, you know, the illusory form. Like, you know,
right.
This the real religion should be separate, distinct from the black part of so-called, you know, rituals or whatever. So now in Krishna consciousness, we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are doing Mangal Arati, we are doing all those things. So it is a wonderful thing, and its effect should be also wonderful. And how it is distinct from the, you know, so many other forms of religion which people, you know, dislike, people have, you know, distaste for. So if this is, you know, one thing is that it depends upon the practitioner also. Suppose the devotee is very pure, very nice, following all rules, regulation, then he's so attractive. But on the other hand, if somebody is not following, then it becomes another type. So therefore, I think this point is that we have to we really depend upon the Supreme or the Lord to really identify how to step ahead in this, you know, path of, you know, Krishna consciousness. If this is clear, then Maharaj, I think all the problems are, I mean, solved.
Let's see. Let us see how easy that is.
Yes.
Anyhow, we have to try. We try to present as Still having problems with that
Yes,
recorder.
Maharaj. I have to write. I
Cutting
have,
off.
yes, Maharaj. I have to write something to them. This, Pamela.
So I know one thing, Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj will, like Guru Maharaj was coming back to India from America, many tours he was doing. So then many people will come to meet him. And in our Bengal, people have an idea, you know, Jotomo Totopot, you know, that whatever you think, that is correct. So then they will ask such questions to Guru Maharaj. And then Guru Maharaj would like to try to answer something. And then what happens? Bengali people have a tendency, Maharaj. They speak so much, but they don't listen. They speak, 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 but when it comes to listening, nothing. And when they listen also, again, another big list, they start to speak. So then what our Guru Maharaj did was, somebody asked a question, and then Guru Maharaj tried to answer, and then again he was speaking, then Guru Maharaj just kept quiet after that. He didn't speak a single word. And then he changed the topic. He spoke something different, something very, you know, different from that particular. So in this way, Guru Maharaj was trying to avoid, you know, such kind of, you know, people who were, you know, because I think it was not the priority for Guru Maharaj to, you know, convince such people.
Yes.
So anyhow.
So yes, we have to see what is the faith of the person, and
yes,
we have to understand this law. This one of our principles is that we don't preach to the faithless.
Yes.
Yes,
we don't preach to the faithless. We can't try to convince someone who doesn't have faith in the person who is speaking. That faith must be there in the person who is speaking. Then the words will become effective. Otherwise, you are simply breaking your head against the stone.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
Like breaking your head against the stone.
Yes.
See, so this is very intelligent. Rupa Goswami has given a very intelligent thing, Adho Shraddha, that first there must be faith before there can be Sadhu Sangha.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, so we know we should always be aware of this. And if the person doesn't have the sukriti, the proper qualities developed in him, then there's nothing we can say. But still we can preach to them from a scientific level. From a scientific point of view, we have to try to convince them on the basis of their experience. Because they are believing what they have experienced. Okay, so then we have to take them from their experience. What they experience, we try to convince them on that basis. Just like I was saying, who wants to die? Then why are you like that? Why is it like that? Everybody has that experience.
Yes.
So if we can convince them like that, you want to be happy, you want to die, you want to have knowledge, then where is all that coming from? Then maybe we can convince them that there is something deeper than this level of material existence. Well, we have to find the good arguments that will address what they are thinking, what they are experiencing.
Yes,
Prabhupada said that. So Prabhupada said that also. If we listen to what Prabhupada says, what the teachers say, we can learn, you know, how to preach. So Prabhupada said that, you know, anyone can change their faith. Even faith can be changed.
Yes.
Christian can become a Muslim. Muslim can become a Hindu, like that. Faith can change.
Yes,
but he said, so that faith is not enough. He thought faith is not enough.
Yes,
therefore, we have to have scientific explanation, scientific understanding.
Yes,
that's also necessary. When scientific understanding is there, then that will be solid.
Solid,
based upon your experience, based upon realization. So we want to go around this faith that they have and try to show them from experience. If that doesn't work, then what to do? We don't waste time with them. We can't waste time with them. They will have to come to that position where they can understand something higher.
Yes.
But we don't have to try to convince. We don't have to try to convince everyone. In fact, if we try to do that, we will get in trouble ourselves. We'll be violating some of our own principles.
Yes. Maharaj,
we have to wait. We have to wait. Sometimes we have to wait.
Yes.
The situation is not yet proper. The atmosphere is not yet developed enough to be able to hear these things.
Yes.
And then we have to simply bow to Krishna and say,
yes,
thy will be done.
Yes,
your will is supreme.
Yes.
And go on with our preaching and try to find someone who is more more receptive.
Favorable, yes, Maharaj.
Who has more sukriti,
yes,
who can understand.
Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, actually, sometime what happens, Maharaj, because you know, like because of our you know, like lack of you know, like understanding and development. Sometime you know, when we do some you know, like preaching or something, sometime we feel you know, little bit you know, discouraged when you know we see that you know things are not you know going in you know like proper way, like you know people are not this thing. But actually, it is like you know we are trying, but something what will happen that will happen through you know will of you know Krishna, Guru and Krishna. So Maharaj, we have to depend on that. We should not also, you know, like think of, you know, like everything will happen immediately. Like
that's Krishna's grace to us also.
Yes, Maharaj.
Because it reminds us that we are not the ones who are convincing.
Yes, Maharaj. As you are telling Maharaj that you know Krishna waited all the you know ways to up till
so
this
many
moment.
Millions,
So
many millions of years.
So with that perspective, you think Maharaj is nothing, Maharaj. So Krishna is doing something, Maharaj.
So sometimes we are preaching and no effect is coming, and that is Krishna's way of reminding us who is in charge.
Yes, Maharaj.
Who is the controller?
Yes, Maharaj.
Not by our preaching that they are becoming convinced.
Yes.
It's by our sincerity.
Yes.
By our sincerity only that we are being judged by Krishna.
Yes.
And if we are sincere and attempting very sincerely, because a devotee is always very compassionate, he wants others to understand and accept this wonderful knowledge.
Yes.
But at the same time, we have to recognize that Krishna is there in the heart, and he is the ultimate controller, ultimate decider of who will accept and who will not accept.
Yes.
And like that, humbly, we have to accept defeat. Or inability to convince somebody, we have to humbly accept that and try. Nonetheless, keep going on without loss of hope.
Yes, Maharaj.
And trying, we may find defeat at every turn.
Yes, Maharaj.
We are preaching and preaching, and we might find defeat at every turn.
Yes.
That's a very good thing, also.
Yes. Guru Maharaj once
become very humble at that point. We become very humble at that point.
Yes.
And that's what we want. We want that humility. We want to have that surrender to Krishna and to be able to cry out to Krishna, please, please show your kindness to me. Take me back to your lotus feet. That's my only desire in life.
Yes. Maharaj, actually once Guru Maharaj was telling, you know, in Navadvip, you know, initiation ceremony. So Guru Maharaj was telling, this new devotees should be a little bit careful. They should not involve in argument with, you know, while they are doing, you know, some preaching. So what happens, if you are defeated by argument by the other, you know, what you can say, person, then you become, you know, very much distressed and, you know, you lose your own, you know, advancing, you know, spirit, Maharaj. So this enthusiasm. So Guru Maharaj was telling, you should not involve in arguments because you are not you know in that you know like sufficiently you know like powerful to defeat. So you will be.
But I'm saying that also there's another side.
Yes.
That when we become a little advanced in spiritual understanding, we will like to be defeated.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. But Maharaj, new devotees may not have that mentality.
That's the difference.
Yes,
a little advanced and not advanced.
Yes, Maharaj.
The advanced devotee is appreciating any reminder.
Yes, Maharaj.
That he is insignificant. That he is fallen soul. That he has no hope without Krishna.
Yes,
he is appreciating those opportunities very much, like when Kunti.
Yes, Maharaj.
A chance to remember Krishna more intensely.
Yes, Maharaj.
That's wonderful. When you can reach that stage, that nothing can hurt, nothing can harm you.
Yes, Maharaj.
That everything will bring you remembrance of Krishna.
Yes,
everything.
Maharaj.
That's a perfect state.
Yes, Maharaj.
Where even separation becomes impetus for union.
Yes, Maharaj.
Well, there are very nice papers, Maharaj, here in this Metal Nexus.
Oh yes.
There are very nice papers. And I'm seeing a variety of things, Maharaj. It is so wonderful.
Okay. Very good. Yes, if you can utilize any of that stuff for your own preaching, be perfect.
Yes, Maharaj.
Our Sankirtan, Maharaj, our what is his name? Hector Rajarya Prabhu, he sent a message now through the Gmail. He's online in Gmail. Generally, don't come online in Skype, it seems, Maharaj. So he said, I just sent you the newsletter. Sorry about the delay. So he told that, you know, they worked on this newsletter a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yes, Maharaj. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Maharaj.
Ask him if he can join us.
Yes.
On Skype. I don't see his name here.
Maharaj, there is one article by Dr. Jagdish Srivastava also here.
Where? Oh, yes. That's right. He submitted his article too. Very complicated. I can't understand what he's saying. But it's nice. He's nice. He's trying to do some service.
वो और हु महाराज और
श्रीवास्तव.
ओ श्रीवास्तव यस
I'm sure, Maharaj, many of these persons would have got some
Yes.
idea from Guru Maharaj.
Oh, yes.
Oh, our Anantaram Prabhu and our Mataji, they worked a little bit on this and they prepared something, Maharaj. I will be forwarding you that, Maharaj.
All right, very nice. Good. I'm
Yes.
happy to see they're doing some little service.
Yes,
That's
Maharaj.
very nice.
Yes. Purushottam Prabhu, I also forwarded you. You have a look at that, you
Okay,
know,
ठीक है, थैंक यू वेरी मच.
design prepared by our Hector Rosario Prabhu. He done it a
या इन हैव अ लुक.
little bit, you know, nice. Some, you know, extra adding, you know, this designs, you know.
यस, इज इट नाइस?
Yes.
ओके ओके.
It's Maharaj, it's like little bit improvement is there by them. It's good.
Maharaj, in one talk that Guru Maharaj gave just before his
It
disappearance,
is worked by
so
the Vishnupriya Devi Mataji.
what's that, Purushottam?
So Guru
What are you
Maharaj,
saying?
just
Yes?
before Guru Maharaj made his disappearance last time, just about 2 3 months ago, he gave in a talk, and that talk was in a new flat, and he was speaking many things. So after that, I told to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, how you spoke like that? Generally, you never speak like this. Then Guru Maharaj said, by Prabhupada's mercy. So in that talk, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj was saying many points. So one of the point I still remember is, he said, Prabhupada asked me to talk by using, you know, bombastic words. He said like this.
Right,
He asked me to use bombastic words. So
right.
actually, Maharaj, and then Then he was telling so many things, and then he was still telling that. So he was telling that. So now this preaching is not ordinary. He said that only that person can preach who has some, you know, realization, and that realization comes by the grace of the Paramatma. Then Guru Maharaj went on speaking to many other topics. So I am thinking, Maharaj, now in all these different conferences, they are using very, you know, bombastic words. So I think it will be nice if we can, you know, Guru Maharaj, I mean, Maharaj, catch some of these words and then use in our, you know, newsletters. I think then it
Yes.
will be more, you know, at least the language will be more clear to this, at least Western, you know, persons.
Very nice, yes. They made a nice job at this newsletter.
Yes,
I
Maharaj.
think it looks really beautiful.
Yes,
Huh?
Maharaj.
What do you
Yes,
say? Did you
yes,
see it,
yes, Ma.
Purushottam? Have you seen it?
I'm downloading, Maharaj. I'm
Oh,
downloading, Maharaj.
it looks very beautiful.
yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, actually, I will prepare it and then I will resend to Mataji. So finally we can, you know, get it, you know, like final, you know, current this thing. I will put the text and everything after we finalize this thing.
Yes,
By
and the top one should be inquiring into the origin of matter and
yes,
spirit, not
yes, Maharaj.
knowledge.
Yes,
Okay.
that is the old one there because matter
Oh,
and
she did
spirit.
very nice. She did it
Okay.
very beautiful. What do you think?
Maharaj, what you are telling, inquiring into the knowledge of matter and spirit,
No, inquiring into the origin,
into the origin. Oh, okay.
of matter and spirit. What do you think, Purushottam? Does it look nice?
Actually, Maharaj, I went to Gmail, but I think our Sushil Prabhu has sent it in Yahoo, so I'm just opening Yahoo now.
Yes. Inquiring into the origin of matter and spirit, Maharaj.
Yes.
Yes, I made it. close. Maharaj, I'm closing this recorder, Maharaj.
Yes, okay.